Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. Inspired by the Apollo moon missions and then by the rocket launching station that she grew up near, Dr. Tessie Thomas has always been fascinated with science and mathematics. Earning a Bachelor's of Technology from Thrisser Engineering School, Kozhikode, and a Master's on Technology from the Defense Institute of Advanced Technologies, she was selected for a guided weapon course being offered by the Defense Research and Development Organization in 1988. She worked as an associate project director for the Agni-3 missile program, which focused on creating an intermediate-range ballistic missile. The first successful test of the Agni-3 was in 2007, and just 1 year later, Thomas was appointed the project director of the Agni-4 missile program, making her the first woman scientist to lead a missile project in India. As project director, Thomas and her team prepared and integrated the missile system and launched it successfully. Four successful tests have proven many new state-of-the-art technologies, like composite rocket motors, a very high-accuracy ring laser gyro-based inertial navigation system, the micro-navigation system, digital controller system, and a very powerful onboard computer system that were created for the Agni program. As project director for the Agni-5 project, she was in charge of the mission and guidance of the missile based out of the Advanced System Laboratory in Hyderabad. After completing over 10,000 computer simulations, her focus was to get the missile going along the right path to its target, which Agni-5 achieved with great precision in 2012. Known as the Missile Woman of India, she accepts this name with great pride as her mentor, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, former director of DRDO and president of India, has been referred to as the Missile Man of India. For her outstanding contribution to making India self-reliant in the field of missile technology, she was awarded the Lal Bahadur Shastri National Award in 2012. The media has called her Agniputri, or Daughter of Fire, and she continues her work creating what she sees not as weapons of destruction, but weapons of peace. In 2023, she was awarded the Women Pioneer Award as part of the ET Prime Women Leadership Awards to celebrate her achievements in science and technology and being a role model and inspiration. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.